Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. In Matthew 18:3, he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." So it's an important thing for us to begin to understand what it is to look through the lens of a child like Christ was instructing us. There are some things, if we really want to enter into what God is doing, if we want to really enter into the kingdom of heaven, if we really want to understand what Jesus was teaching, we have to look through the lens of a child. And one thing that I've seen is, it is innate within a child to learn. Now, from the moment a child is born, they're learning. They're learning their mother's face. They're learning their father's voice. They're learning a new language. They're learning how to crawl. They're learning how to walk. You don't have to tell a child to learn. They just learn. Innately within a child is the desire to learn. You might have to force a child to go to school, but learning comes naturally. And when Jesus tells us to have faith like a child, it means that in many ways we have to become like a child to really get it. To really understand, we have to look through the lens of a child. One thing that's obvious about children are they are innate learners. So today I want to talk to you about learning like a child. Look at somebody and say, learning like a child. The first thing that Jesus taught his disciples, if you think back, he said, was how to follow. He did this big miracle, this financial provision, this big catch of fish. And then in Matthew 4:19, Jesus calls out to them, "Come, follow me." That's what he said to them. "Come, follow me, and I'll teach you to be fishers of men." But I want you to focus on this part. Come, follow me. If you want to learn, you have to follow someone. And Jesus was saying, come and follow me. I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know. I'm going to teach you everything that you need to learn in this next season of your life. If the disciples didn't learn from Jesus, they would never have became the leaders that spread the gospel and changed the world. Only by following could they learn that level of leadership. Only by following could they learn Jesus' teachings in such a deep way. So to learn, they had to follow. Jesus told them, come, follow me, and I will teach you. In the same way Paul taught the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. So there's this concept of following. If we want to learn, we have to learn to follow. We learn in our following. So Paul said, if you want to learn about Christ, follow my example. I'm going to teach you. I think a big reason why we have so many immature Christians today is everyone wants to lead, but nobody wants to follow. There's too many people that want to take a lead, too many people that want to hear the sound of their own voice, but they don't want to listen. Too many people want to have a podcast. Too many people want to be a YouTube influencer. But everybody wants to have authority, but nobody wants to be a disciple and learn to follow. Why is that? Is it pride? Because pride can easily slip into our lives, and Jesus knew that. And so he told the crowd in Matthew 18:3, he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you'll never get into the kingdom of heaven." So we must repent, we must get humble, we must learn to follow the example of Christ, follow the example of others that are a little bit further along in the journey of faith. Learn how to follow if you want to grow in God. And if you ever want to lead, you first have to learn to follow. Jesus said, follow me and I'll teach you. Paul said, follow me and I'll teach you. Before the apostles were teachers, they first had to become great followers of Jesus. For 3 years, they practiced following Jesus. Who is it in your life that's a little bit further along that you can follow in your pursuit of Christ? Who is it that you're following? Do you have someone that you can follow as they follow Christ? We must learn to follow just as a child follows a parent. The child doesn't walk alone. That would be dangerous. The child walks with the parent. The child follows the parent. We have to become like a child in how we follow Christ. When we go into a classroom, any classroom, it becomes evident which of the children are hungry to learn. Am I right? You ever walked into a classroom, you can see the different kind of kids that are in the class. Some kids, they don't want to be there. Some kids want to play and joke around, right? But then some children still are hungry to learn something new. The truth is, every child is hungry to learn something. Now, they might be hungry to learn how to ride their bike, or they might be hungry to learn how to roller skate, or they may be hungry to learn how to master that new video game level. But they're hungry to learn something. And to have faith like a child, we have to be hungry to learn. So here's a question to ponder. Are you still hungry to learn? Are you hungry to learn the things of God? The 12 men that followed Jesus around for 3.5 years were hungry to learn something new. They left their jobs, they left their families, they put their lives on hold because they were hungry to learn. I'm not saying that God is necessarily requiring you to leave your job or take a long trip away from your family, but these men were called to do that, and they were willing to do that because they were hungry to learn. Are you hungry enough to follow God wherever He calls you to? That's the more important question. God may not call you in the same way that He called those 12 disciples that left their boats and they left their occupations, but are you willing to follow Jesus wherever He leads you? Are you hungry enough to still learn? Are you hungry enough to be taught something new, or do you think you know it all? We have too many Christians that think they know it all, or they think they know enough that they don't need to be hungry anymore. I want to tell you something. I want to challenge your thinking. Jesus said, become like a child. Have faith like a child. Be ever learning. That even when you've learned so much, you're still hungry to learn something new about God. Jesus said, become like a child. A child is hungry to learn. God, give us faith like that. How do I learn like a child? How do I do that? Well, a child is a blank slate. They're starting from zero, right? They don't come into the world with any information. They have to learn everything. Part of us learning like a child is sometimes unlearning wrong things that we've picked up along the way. And here's what Scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. So there's definitely going to be some reprogramming there, right? When we come to Christ, when we begin to walk into this faith, we realize we have to allow ourselves to be reprogrammed by the Holy Spirit. Saying, I'm going to lay down some of the old ways that I thought, and any really old ways that contradict what the Holy Spirit is trying to lead me into. So if you are to learn like a child, you have to wipe the slate clean of anything that doesn't belong there. I'm a Star Wars fan, so I'll give you one Star Wars quote today. I won't do it too much because then you'll think that I'm too secular and I'm not quoting enough scripture for you, but I'll give you one. Yoda is teaching young Luke Skywalker, and Luke has already been taught a lot of other things by other teachers, but Yoda says you must unlearn what you have learned. You must unlearn what you have learned. And there it is right there. when you come to faith, you must become like a child again. You must relearn everything. We are steeped in a culture that essentially programs us in a lot of ways the opposite of what God wants us to be. Right? There's many things in our culture that are opposite, that are contrary to what God's word is and what he wants. We've learned a lot of things from our culture. Selfishness, right? Self-preservation, how to manipulate. We have to unlearn the things that we've learned if we want to come to Jesus with faith like a child. There are lots of things that the Holy Spirit is going to have to walk us through so that we unlearn those things. God didn't put them there, but the enemy, via life circumstances, has introduced many wrong types of thinking. We've been taught many of the wrong ways of doing things. When we come to Christ, we have to unlearn what we've learned. We have to unlearn what we've learned about treating one another. We have to unlearn what we've learned about honesty and fairness, about righteousness. We pick up things. We pass down things. Oftentimes, we've learned from the wrong teachers. So Jesus challenges us to unlearn what we've learned, to have faith like a child, to become like a child again, a faith that's sincere and pure and beautiful. This is the type of faith that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, "And it is impossible to please God without faith." What type of faith are we talking about? What type of faith pleases God? Jesus tells us it's faith like a child. That's the type of faith that pleases God. Do you have the type of faith that the Lord is looking for? This is something that the Apostle Paul said. Some people will develop a form of religion that has no power. And I think you'll see in the world today, some Christians have developed a form of religion that has no power behind it. And Paul says this in 2 Timothy 3:5. He said, "They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly." Stay away from people like that. Faith like a child. Faith that says, "I want to get back to the simple, to the pure, to the beautiful expression of faith that Jesus taught us." It's only in childlike faith that we can become godly. That we can pursue a faith. We can pursue a faith in a religious way, or we can pursue God with a pure childlike trust. Paul said some people have completely missed it. They're acting religious, but they have denied the power that can change them and make them righteous. We lose the power of the gospel when our faith isn't like a child. We lose the power of the gospel when it gets overly complicated, when we put layers of our own logic on top. We lose the power of the gospel when we forget how to follow the leader, which is Christ Jesus, and also follow the leadership of people that God puts in our lives. My heart is that we return to a place of pure and undefiled faith. Faith like a child. A faith that is powerful and profound. It's not complicated, but it's hard work. It's not easy, but it should be simple to perceive. We must, in Jesus' words, repent and become like a child. Will you bow your heads with me for a moment? God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. Thank you that you're challenging us to see through the lens in many ways like a child when we view our faith, not to overcomplicate it, not to stack our doubts on top of it, not to stack our rationalization on top of it, But to see it for what it is, to take you at your word, to have simple trust and believe that you're going to do what you said you're going to do, to obey your commands. God, give us faith like a child. God, I thank you, Father, for a faith that is pure, that is powerful, that is profound, and that is life-changing. God, change us. We invite you to change our lives. We invite you to help us become more like you. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted. I've kind of slipped away. But I want to reconnect with him in a real way. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I've ever really committed my life to Christ. I mean, laid down my way of doing things and picked up his way. If either of those are you, you say, I've slipped away, but I want to reconnect with him today. Or you say, I'm not sure if I've ever really connected and laid down my way and picked up his way. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 There is something about saying yes to Jesus. Whether it's I'm coming back to you or Jesus, for the first time, I'm realizing I got to lay down my way and pick up your way. If you lifted up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say it with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for coming to earth and making it simple. Thank you for laying down your life so I could be forgiven of my sins, of my shortcomings, of my failures. And I'm sorry for the bad decisions and the sins that I've committed. Give me a clean slate today. Forgive me today. And apply the perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. Jesus, I want to do things your way. I want you to be in charge. I want to follow you. I want you to be the leader. I want to put my trust in you. Help me do that. Help me follow you every day. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Let's give God the praise today. A simple prayer can be the beginning of a profound journey in God. It doesn't have to be a complicated prayer. It doesn't have to be jumping through a lot of hoops. But if it's a decision that you make in your heart and you mean it, it makes all the difference. So I applaud you today if you took a step of faith, if you said yes to Jesus. I encourage you to take one more step. Jump into a small group. Get plugged in. There's something powerful and profound about having community around you. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. I don't know about you, but I want to stay sharp. I want to get sharp. I want to spend the rest of my days being sharp so that I can do the things that God has called me to do. Amen? I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.